Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Schwall. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Don Schwall. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Runnels moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Runnels. The throw from Carrion and he is out, Smith applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Hershberger moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion takes first base on ball four. Hershberger moves to third. Fox moves to second. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Geiger moves to third. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. Aparicio moves to third. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Landis steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carrion hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0 White Sox. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Mike Forknealy's. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hardy moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Hardy moves to third. Nixon moves to second. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-2 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hardy scores. Nixon moves to third. Runnels moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Gary Peters now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Runnels scores. Bressuit moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Dom Zanni now pitching. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bressuit scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. Pagliarani moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Red Sox, 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Pagliarani scores. Malzone moves to third. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Geiger moves to second. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Malzone scores. Geiger moves to third. Hardy moves to second. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Geiger scores. Hardy scores. Green moves to second. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Frank Bauman now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bressuit hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Bressuit reaches second base with a double. Green scores. Nixon moves to third. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Nixon scores. Bressuit scores. It's 12-4, Red Sox. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Nichols now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bressuit. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Carrion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Charlie Smith pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox scores. Carrion moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 12-5, Red Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Herb Score now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Score fields it and throws to first for the out. Malzone moves to second. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hardy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-6, Red Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols strikes out. Carrion drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Nichols out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Bressude hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Bressude reaches second base with a double. Runnels scores. It's 13-6, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Carrion hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Erb score. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave DeBuscher now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Geiger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hardy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Smith reaches second base with a double. Landis moves to third. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.